The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, welcome everybody. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Good morning.
Afternoon.
Evening, wherever you are.
In this lovely, lovely, lovely planet of ours, it is a beautiful, rainy fall day here. Don't know what it's like where you are, but we are very happy to be
inside. Oh, so here's the ticket. We finish each other's sentences.
We do indeed.
And so if we do, please do not disturb yourself with it, upset yourself. In fact, if you do, enjoy your disturbance or upset.
Today's show
is called
Employee of the Year.
What do we mean by that, Ariel?
Well, actually, good question. I got a little lost when you're saying don't disturb yourself, because we got the most lovely email today from somebody who was talking about how she realized how uncomfortable she was, and you, Shia, suggested to her that she feel it rather than try and get away from it, which was a whole new thing for her. And she actually felt the disturbance. She'd forget about it. It would come back. It was less. She'd forget about it. And suddenly, for the first time in her life, she finds herself not
disturbed.
Disturbed and uncomfortable.
Well, you see, here's the thing. Why I said what I said is most of us, most of the time, have some level of disturbance, agitation, agita, happening in our bodies, in our thoughts, and we assume it's caused by the circumstances and events and people around us, rather than realizing that we have this very, very complex body that we live in that has billions and billions of cells and different systems, nervous system, digestive system, respiratory system, circulatory system. And, you know, all this whole thing operates like a unit, and so there are sensations and feelings that take place, and then we frequently blame them on the circumstances outside of ourselves rather than realize that this is an amazing vehicle that we're traveling in.
It is. It is.
You like that, right?
It's so complex.
And simple in a way.
Yes. Simple once you get here. And getting here really happens on this show with listening, where you actively engage with your ears and actively engage in being here, hence the name.
I want to talk about that, because we got another email this morning from somebody who's attended workshops with us for years, and this past Monday night, at Monday Night Alive in New York, she realized that she had never really listened when we were talking or anybody else was talking. She filtered the information through her own internal system and her own internal dialogue to see whether she agreed or disagreed or needed to clarify it in her own thoughts rather than hear what was being said. And as she discovered how to listen, truly listen, she realized that the room became brighter and people became more three-dimensional, and suddenly colors were vivid, and she was in her experience of living rather than her conversation about her experience of living. And what we're talking about here is living your life, not having a conversation with yourself about how well or not well you are doing in your life.
back to your previous question to me, because it just returned, what do we mean by employee of the year?
Right.
And frankly, I don't know. What came to mind when you answered that question?
Asked
that question was, I recall when I was a kid, and when I was in seventh grade, they had Student of the Week.
Uh-huh.
And I desperately at that time wanted to be Student of the Week. And what it meant for me then was about excelling, about being...
Excellence,
about engaging with my studies and comporting myself in class in a way where I was what I would consider a model student, so that I would be picked as someone who represented what good studentship looked like. So I would guess Employee of the Year is an upgraded model of my childhood dream, but frankly, it was a hook for people who are looking for workplace excellence.
Well, you know, if you think about it, you spend most of your waking hours either thinking about or actively engaged in your job, whatever your job may be. Whether you're a homemaker,
That's an interesting way of saying a job. You're making a home environment. You are a parent, where parenting is one of the important jobs you have in your life.
Or your regular 40-hour a week go-to-work job. That, you know, most people do not consider work part of their lives. That it's something you get over, you do, to earn the money you need to live. And then you disregard what's possible for you at your job because it's this thing you have to do.
So what Shai and I are looking at today is about each of us in totality, where your job is not something you go to, something that's outside of you, something that is finite, but rather it is something in which you express how you relate in your life into. It's generally how you make money for most of us, although if your job is primarily as a parent and there's another person in your household that is handling making the income for your family, it's not how you make money. But there's something about totality in how you're going about your life, your self-expression of yourself, that is going to not only express yourself with excellence, but it will bring satisfaction. It will bring well-being. It will radiate out into the world.
Well, you know, we compartmentalize our lives as though work is separate from everything else. And the reality is, how you do anything in your life is how you do everything. And if you're suppressing yourself at work and not going about what you're doing there with totality because it's only your day job, then you're not going to...
Then you're not going to have what's possible. You're not going to express yourself fully.
So I hope I sound closer.
Yeah, we got a little note from our technician that Shai sounded a little far away.
Am I still far away, Travis?
You know, I want to talk about Sally.
Sally.
Yeah.
Hey, Sally, if you're listening.
Sally is a gal... a really lovely lady who works at our local health food store, and on Monday we borrowed her early from work, and we picked her up and we drove her in with us to Monday Night Alive, and it was very sweet having her there. And one of the things that she talked about is that her job, she sees, is as a very service-oriented job, so she's very there when people come in with what are big concerns for them, health concerns, questions about what supplements to take, how to approach their health, and she's there to help them, and from time to time she ends up feeling drained. And she said, and then when Ariel and Shia walk in off and think, whew, thank goodness they're here, because we're not walking in with this way of being that is a drain on her, that we, wherever we go, we radiate a possibility of well-being, even if we're picking up supplements or something that is about feeding our health. What we're suggesting...
Snack food.
She said we often come in to get snack food, which is really true. Health food, snack food is still snack food. It's kind of fun. But I realize that how you do anything is how you do everything. So you don't have to just look at how you are at work. It's let's take a look at
how you are into life, in your life, how you approach what's there. You know, I notice how, you know, our house is relatively clean all the time. But things do gather, you know. So I notice that when I walk from one room to another, if I see a dish, say, that needs to make it to the dishwasher or the sink, I pick it up with me as I walk by, and I'm constantly adding order. There's this thing in life called entropy. Entropy is what happens when things go from order to disorder. Have you ever noticed when you come home from a trip, your luggage explodes, and there's clothing everywhere, there's stuff that needs to get put away? Well, if we were to have a big pile of sand and put it and pile it up steep and then put it out in the weather, you know, before long it would flatten out and spread out all over the place. That's entropy. You have to constantly be dealing with those things that are not being managed in your life and bring them into order. Now, that sounds like work, but it's not if you're there, because anything that's out of order pulls on you to order it. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. Incompletions, if you pile up incompletions, if you're not where you are, then you will come back to more and more incompletions. You will get slower and slower.
It's like opening applications on the hard drive of your computer. When you get enough of them open, everything slows down. And completing things in your life, doing what needs to be done without disagreeing first, just completing, it closes down all those extra applications, so your computer works really fast.
So, today's topic is Employee of the Year. And we will be talking about, when we come back after the break, about some of the attributes for being the best employee that you can be. So,
and if you feel to call in, please do.
Come on back and don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's topic is Employee of the Year. Right before a break, we promised to talk about some of the attributes that might embody Employee of the Year. It wasn't too long ago we did a special event in New York City on this theme. And one of the things that really came out as a attribute that most employers would like to have or employees would like to have with work is a passion for excellence, a passion for the job, being there with totality. Those were just a few of the ideas that came to mind. However,
we have a call.
So we shall go to the call and see what comes out with that, and then we'll continue rather than just being more the lecture format. So are you there, Caitlin?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
I have a question about, I was reading the description of your show, and it said a number of things, but one of them was you feel sort of thwarted in having access to the recognition you feel you deserve. And I think for me it's more like I feel like I don't know how to get access to the kind of jobs I would like to be doing, and I'm not exactly sure how to get there. And I feel I have a great deal of passion for what I do. I'm a costume designer. I know that I take my foot off the brake sometimes because I don't know how to get over the next hurdle.
You take it off the gas.
You take it off the gas, not off the brake. You may keep it on the brake, and that may be what we have as the problem here.
Oh, right. Okay.
I mean, here's the thing, Caitlin. There's this idea that if you put yourself out there, you might be rejected.
Right.
Right. So you don't put yourself out there. You, in fact, keep your foot on the brake rather than put your foot on the gas and drive right on through those fears of rejection, right up to asking somebody. Look, you know people in the film industry. You know people in the theater. Yes?
Yes.
You know people who need costume designers. Yes?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Well, the only thing that's stopping you is your fear of being rejected.
Okay.
There was a while where you were working with consistency and you were getting the recognition that you felt you deserved. You've worked with some of the top directors in the entire world. You helped design costumes for the Beijing Olympics.
Yeah.
You've done a film, for instance, because we know you, where you that was a Meryl Streep film where you designed the costumes, etc. So you have had success. The success has slowed down lately, and I see a few things that have got between you and having success with consistency. First is you finally got a good agent.
Right.
Now, oddly enough, you'd think when you get a good agent, your career would take off. But sometimes when we think something's going to save us from work,
we abdicate
responsibility. So we have found it for ourselves. Every time we put out one of our books, which, by the way, we get emails all the time
daily
from people all over the world talking about the impact our book has had on them. And so it's really fulfilling the promise that we intended when we wrote the books. But you cannot think that the book is going to be a vehicle that will launch us into some place other than where we are. So
right.
When you had the agent who was
not as supportive as your current agent,
who was not as on the ball, who wasn't as well connected to the industry, who didn't do things for you, basically you got your jobs yourself and then turned it over to that individual to negotiate them.
Right.
Some part of you has taken a back seat to your career because you have good agents now.
Right.
Caitlin, if you close your eyes for one moment and just see who all is out there that you should be contacting right now, what do you come up with?
Lots and lots of people.
You got lots and lots of people. I knew you would. You didn't disappoint
yeah.
me. Thank you for not disappointing me, because I hate to feel like a fool on my own show, I mean, even
oh,
though
no.
sometimes I am. But, you know, the thing is, there are people out there that you know, but you haven't called them, and you've given yourself apparently good reasons to justify you're not calling.
Right, and just specific to that, I sometimes feel like, oh, if I reach out to people, for some reason, networking, it feels like they would be, like, annoyed at me, but I know they wouldn't.
Right, because you see, here's the thing, Caitlin, what you don't realize is there are billions of people out there, and some of them need what you have to offer, and they just don't know that you're available. But if you let them know you're available, opportunities may arise. But if you don't let them know, if you just think about it, it doesn't produce
right.
the results.
You know, interesting enough, I have come to enjoy Twitter. Twitter is this online format where you only get a certain number of characters, like 160 characters. That's not words. That's like, you know, each individual letter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fellow who's come back into our lives. We knew him like 25 years ago. He's now attending our workshops. And I happened to notice that he wrote something up on Twitter, and it inspired me to write something on Monday saying, hi, I don't know, I talked about the weather. And when
right.
you say that people would be annoyed by you, when I saw this man on Monday night, I said, you inspired me to you know, go up on Twitter and just say what was happening in our world in that moment. He said, I always love getting your Twitters. I saw yours today talking about the falling leaves or whatever it was I wrote. It doesn't occur to me that my simple expressions
impact
people in a positive manner. We each think of ourselves in a far diminished light from the reality of how people perceive us. So
okay.
The thing about it, Caitlin, is oftentimes if you have, in your case, a work type slowdown, you've forgotten the things that worked for you all along. You just took them for granted. And part of it is that people so look up to you and admire you and enjoy your presence and company as well as your expertise. So when you don't do the things that worked for you in the past because you've underestimated yourself, you're not going to have the consistency with work. That's one thing. And the second thing is this, and I think this is a huge thing that most people get lost in at one time or another. They start comparing themselves to other people who they think are doing better than they are.
You haven't been guilty of that, have you, Caitlin?
I'm afraid I have.
And don't you find that that comparison, when you're in a comparison mode rather than in going, wow, if they did it, I could do it, if you're actually comparing, don't you find yourself frozen? You go more into inactivity?
Well,
absolutely.
Let's apply the three principles of instantaneous transformation to your situation.
Ready?
Yep.
The first principle is anything you resist persists and grows stronger and dominates your life. So have you been resisting calling people about finding work?
Yeah.
Well, that resistance causes persistence. Now, here's the thing. The second principle is no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. In other words, you can only be exactly as you are in any moment of your life, any moment of now. So, could you have done it differently than you did before you saw this?
No.
No. Okay. And the third principle is the idea that if you see something and allow it to be exactly as it is without judging it, it's enough for that behavior to complete itself right in that instant of your life.
Right.
Well, if you see this and allow yourself to be okay for having been the way you were.
Okay.
Because you'll waste this moment of your life beating on yourself because you think you should somehow have been different than you were.
Right.
Well, you don't have to do that.
Okay.
You can just notice, look, I took my foot off the gas. I did that. And then move on. Not like you're a bad person because of that. Here's the other thing. There are elements in all our lives, people who say and do things to knock us off balance. It's a competitive world, you know. In reality, the people that are on this planet now are the most competitive people that ever existed on the planet.
We have to have come from a long line of competitive survivors, or our ancestors would not have made it. There was not enough food. There was not enough shelter. There was not enough safety. There was not enough of anything at one point. So our ancestors all devised ways to survive.
Right. And so one of the ways that people devised to survive was to knock people off their balance by saying or doing things, whether intentionally or not, to have people doubting themselves, working on themselves, because then they would no longer be competitors. Do you get the idea?
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Right. So you could be talking to somebody in your industry, and they'll say something that'll get you thinking that you're not really good at what you do.
And they don't even have to be in your industry. It can be a scattershot approach, so that person is the only one left standing regardless of what you do.
Right.
We have to take a break now, Caitlin.
That's right. Can you
come back with us?
And we'll talk about this when we get back?
Great.
Absolutely.
Cool. Come on back, everyone.
And don't
miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Cane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Cane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Cane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking with Caitlin.
Hi.
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 So I just wanted to say what you just said to me about the competition thing and how if somebody in my industry or not even says something that will knock me far enough off that I'm no longer a competitor,
mm-hmm.
it was really, really hit home. Makes me see, like I've been spending like almost a year thinking I've done something wrong. And thinking it, you know, I don't know, I just, somebody put that in my head, and I just have that idea, and I realize that that's exactly what happened.
Well, somebody could say, you know, really, Caitlin, being a costume designer is fine, but you should expand into other areas.
Yeah. And the next thing you know, you think what you're doing is not good enough or whatever. And
yeah.
then you're not doing anything.
Absolutely. And even, like, looking into other areas, I realized I wasn't having my foot on the gas in any area.
I love it.
So it wasn't like I was actually, getting anywhere with anything. So it really is, wow, I just feel like a weight is off my shoulders. Wow.
Well, thank you.
You know, on Monday night in New York City, at Monday Night Alive, Susan stood up and she had come to this past weekend that we did in New York, Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct, and she realized that she also had taken her foot off the gas. She had worked at Bear Stearns. She was an associate director there. when they got bought by J.P. Morgan, she had the opportunity to either go there or take severance, which she did, and she's nearing the end of her severance package. And she'd been, as you said, diffused, like she didn't have her foot on the gas anywhere. And she realized that she wasn't going about getting a job with Totality, mainly because somebody had suggested to her that the corporate world was, you know, not a good place to be, and you'd be better being working for yourself or being an entrepreneur. And Sunday night, she went in, she cleaned her home office, she put her name plate from when she worked at Bear Stearns on her desk, and I happen to know she's currently in an interview right now. She got two interviews on Monday. She kicked into gear with Totality, passion, becoming self-initiating about her life as opposed to thinking that she was doing it wrong and she was complaining about herself to herself.
And most of us spend most of our time complaining to ourselves about ourselves as though we should be further in our career, as though we should be doing something different than we're doing, as though we're not doing what we are supposed to be doing. And the reality of it is, in truth, that in this moment of your lives, you can only be exactly where you are, doing exactly what you're doing. Now, if you complain about it, that keeps you out of the current moment. If you allow yourself to realize that you're doing exactly the only thing you could possibly be doing in this moment, then you're freed from disagreeing with your life. You can start living your life.
Right.
Thanks for calling in today, Caitlin. I'm excited for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, get going. And don't wait for your agents to do it for you.
No. Kick butt, girl.
Okay, I can do that.
All right.
I know you can.
Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye.
That was fun.
That was. We got another caller.
Yeah, should we take her?
Why not?
Hey, Mena, are you there?
Hi. I'm so enjoying listening to you guys. It makes me feel fantastic.
Thank you.
Don't blame it on us.
You're just fantastic, all on your own, but we appreciate coming along for the ride.
Right.
Well, I came to your weekend in New York.
Where did you come from?
I came from London, England.
Well, there's a possibility. People can come from all over the world to our workshops.
I know, and it was the most incredible weekend of my life.
Oh, well,
I had the best time. It was amazing, and I didn't really talk about work, but when I got home, I shared the weekend with my husband, and I had the most amazing reunion with him, and I told him that I really wanted to come to your next workshop, the Passion Workshop, in January.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going also to Costa Rica in January. And
yes.
he was nervous about the money and the work. We run a business together, a little food business.
Right.
And we talked about it for some time, and then he said yes. That we would go. And then it was amazing because we sat up like all night. We were, you know, making love and talking, and we had all these amazing ideas for our business to make it even better and bigger. And then today we sold more food than we've ever sold.
Oh, that's great. That's excellent, Mena.
Well, I actually love what you just said, because here you're talking about the two of you making love and being expressive with each other, and it and stepping out into possibility because you know you're capable, rather than squinching it down to be reasonable. And suddenly, spontaneously, all of these people who weren't there with you in the weekend, who weren't there with you in your bedroom while you're making love, who weren't privy to your conversations, spontaneously show up at your business and buy your food.
Yeah.
More than ever before.
Yes.
And I think that is such a perfect metaphor. We are so all interconnected with our universe and with the people in it that if you don't recognize how you're relating to your environment directly impacts it, you miss.
Well, here's the thing. What I like about it is you got clear about what's important for you in your life, that living a life where you're being self-expressive and being there for what's actually going on, rather than worrying about how you're going to make it happen, your commitment, your passion for your life creates your universe aligning with that passion. So it's not about thinking about trying to get somewhere. It's about truly being where you are, and then your universe starts supporting what you say you want in life.
Yes, that's so true, because I said to Arthur, I don't mind whatever I have to do to make this happen. I'm so clear I want to come. I'm so clear that it will be so great for us to go together. I really wanted us to go together. I said, I'll get more jobs, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. And I didn't realize it would be so easy. I was prepared to do whatever it took.
Right.
It's not hard. It's wonderful.
Manna, just a word of caution. It's not done yet. You have to keep going. See,
yeah.
Now it's turning in your direction, but you got to keep your foot on the accelerator of your life.
Yes.
That's very important. Most of us, as soon as things start turning out the way we want, we take our foot off the gas, and then entropy sets in, and the gravity and friction of life starts to slow our vessel down.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that's why I signed up for the workshop today, because I thought if I wait until I make the money, then I will allow myself to take my foot off the gas.
Well,
but
not only that, you'll give yourself good reasons why you shouldn't give it to yourself. Reasonable reasons.
Yes. I'm very good at being reasonable. My mind has all these reasons why I shouldn't do things, and because I had the most amazing time at your weekend, I just knew, and that has been a pattern in my life, that I get very expansive and I go for something and then I talk myself out of it.
Yes. You see, here's the thing, Manna. It's about discovering possibilities. Until you are aware that something is possible, it does not exist.
Yes.
Those weekends allowed you to become aware of what was possible for you and Arthur.
Yes.
And that awareness creates new possibilities that didn't exist before. You couldn't see them before you could. It's kind of like the arrow in the FedEx sign. If you, for all those listening, if you haven't seen that there is an arrow in the FedEx sign, take a look the next time you see a FedEx truck go by. Take a look, and you'll see that the arrow, unless you already know this, the arrow won't be there. And even if you know there's an arrow in there, you may not see it. It's like a new possibility. And when it does show up, it'll pop out at you, and you'll go, wow, there's an arrow there.
How did I miss that?
For years, I never saw that arrow. Well,
speaking of missing things.
Yes.
Come on back.
Oh, my God, that went so fast.
We'll be back shortly. Come on back, and don't miss
Being Here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. We're talking with Mena from Cambridge, England.
Hi. I'm having a wonderful time. Hi. And I just wanted to talk about that. I know you guys are having another workshop in December, the Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. December 4 through 6 in New York City.
Right. And that sounds wonderful. I'm coming to the Passion Workshop, but I love the sound of the Money, Success, and Happiness one as well.
Yeah, that one will be coming up, and we're excited for all those of you who can make it. And I love what you were saying about looking and seeing what you really wanted and being unreasonable and stepping forward. It really is all about possibility. And speaking of possibility, Sunday, this week, Sunday, our Premier Excellence Club launches. And if you become a founding member of the Excellence Club subscription program, we're giving, it's a year-long subscription program. It's very exciting with videos of the week. It's all
audios of the week.
A question and answer between subscribers and us.
An article every month, a new article that will be out there before they're out to anybody else.
And that starts on Sunday, and people who sign up in this initial month get an extra month for free. So it's the Premier Excellence Club. You can go up to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. Go over to the far right tab on our homepage about the Excellence Club, and you can find out all the information.
And this subscription program is especially useful for people who are, like, listening to this radio show who aren't in the New York area or who don't have an opportunity to regularly attend workshops with us. It's especially useful for that.
It's each week you'll be getting basically a video mini session podcast where people are asking us questions and we're interacting with them directly about real life situations.
Exactly.
So you can go. You can actually find information about it today, and you can sign up starting on Sunday. Also, share this show with your friends.
Yeah,
it's a great thing to share transformation.
It goes back to discovering new possibilities. You know, this is a world that we have been raised to think that we have to work on ourselves to bring about positive change. That is not the case. The reality is, if you're kind to yourself and objectively notice how you're being in your life without beating on yourself or judging yourself, that is enough to have your life literally transform, where you enter life joyous rather than life is a problem. So you are engaged in your life as though it's your idea, not you're the victim of the circumstances of your life. You become the author and creator of your own life, and that's what we're offering here.
You know, Mena, New York Stephanie, who was in the workshop with you, wrote us this great email today saying, you know, thanks again for the lovely workshop. And one of the things she said was, it felt like every word applied to me, and yet I thought that nothing happened during the workshop, which I love, because if you're there working on yourself, you're getting tips and ahas, and you're struggling, and you're putting things in your tip bag to work on yourself, and she was just there. And yet, when she got home on Sunday evening, she had this long list of tasks because she was getting ready to go to Argentina for a two-week trip to learn tango and horseback ride and vacation. She found that she did all of these incompletions without complaint, and it was seamless. And she found that while she was waiting for the car service to pick her up, to take her to the airport so she could go to Argentina, she wasn't looking forward to her trip, that she found being where she was incredibly satisfying. And she also told us that when she went to work on Monday, she suddenly felt dead and like work was uninspiring. And for the first time, she was able to approach it as an anthropologist and look that there was a culture of malaise at work. And the moment she saw it, it popped, and she was re-inspired. She was herself, and she was able to pick up something and complete it and move on to the next thing, and the day flew. And so I'm just putting out all those things as little nuggets of possibility for people, that when you go to work, if you're feeling uninspired, perhaps it's like a perfume that's wafting in the air that has nothing to do with you.
And if you identify it and see that it's not you, you can move on, because you'll be re-energized with your life.
Wow, it's incredible. I do so find your workshops so amazing and inspiring, and they're always, like, they don't fit in with the reality of my mind. So one thing that my mind always says, that I have to really push myself really hard and be kind of maybe mean on myself to get myself motivated. And when I'm there with you, you know, I spent the whole weekend and I was just there and I was relaxed and I wasn't thinking about work. And then when I came back to work, the inspiration, I mean, it was so inspiring, and I just didn't realize that that was a possibility.
Well, one of the things you spoke about at Monday night, Mena, was that when you first started on this transformational trip, and as in you came on this adventure discovering the possibility of transformation, that your ceiling level for possibility was very low, and that connecting in with other people, you discovered that so much more is possible. And I love that. It is seamless. It is easy. If you are struggling and efforting, chances are you're working on yourself.
And if you're working on yourself, you're not living your life, you're complaining to yourself that you're doing it wrong, and that will never allow you the freedom to discover your passion for life.
Yeah, I have a suggestion for everybody, too, and that is don't go backward. Rehashing the past leads to upset. We got a request from a journalist about, you know, how our approach facilitated resolving an upset for people, and a couple of people came forward to tell their story. This is where I started. This is how the Canes coaching impacted me. But they had to go back to pick up the mindset they were at before our coaching.
Right. That old story of who they were became a reality again in the seeing of it, even though it wasn't a reality in the very beginning.
So I suggest and bless them for creating the reality for other people so they could move on themselves. But don't go backward. Be where you are today. Step forward. There's nothing you need to fix or change about you or your past in order to be the most effective you, the most effective employee, and to have the life you deserve. And thank you, by the way, everyone, for being here with us today.
Yes, thank you for sharing this time with us. We know you have other things that are important in your life, and that you set aside time to spend with us. We consider that
a privilege and an honor.
And an honor, yes.
And you know what? It's that time again.
We're out of time.
You ready?
Isn't that amazing?
Mena, here we go. Hey, everybody. Yeah. Come on back next week, and don't
miss
being here.
You missed, Mena. You were supposed to say being
here. Ready? Don't
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.